Spoilers and Fandom is like a book club for geeky stuff.
Join us as we delve into the depths of our backlogs and sift through the games, comics, shows, movies, and books that we haven't checked out yet.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Are you laughing already?
It's because...
the volume just suddenly spikes yes. in my talking. Yeah. Okay. You're welcome. Well, yeah, welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about Altered Carbon. I hope you all watched it. And yeah, we decided, it was your pick.
Yeah, it was my pick.
It was your pick. Yeah. And yeah, did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah. I'm glad that we did do it now.
Yeah.
Because I definitely wasn't going to watch it otherwise.
Yeah, me too.
Because I found it like...
The pacing, okay. the pacing's
the
right.
The pacing.
Let's just go. Okay.
We'll go straight into it.
Yeah, we'll go straight into it. Just if you're listening to this for the first time, know that we will try and talk about the show without spoilers initially. And when we do talk about spoilers, we'll let you know and give you a warning, which is kind of difficult-ish with shows because they get weird towards the end,
yeah.
like in a show like this.
Yeah. So basically, overview first.
Yeah, so a general thoughts, a general overview, and then we'll let you know about when we're going to talk about spoilers.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're talking about the pacing.
Yeah, for me the pacing was really, 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 really strange.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't, like, episode one is really cool. It sets you up, you're ready.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yep.
Episode 2 and 3 are hard to watch.
Yeah.
For me. I slept.
You said, yeah.
I slept. I can't even lie.
I barely remember what happened in the second episode. So, for me, I started watching the show, I think when it first got announced, I watched the first episode.
Oh, okay.
Then Debbie was curious about it, so I watched the first episode again.
Uh-huh.
Then we never got time. Then I watched the second episode. Fast forward to last week. And this was like when it came out.
Yeah.
So, a while back. And yeah, then I finally picked it up from 3 onwards.
Like, even for me, like, when the series started, I didn't start watching it immediately. Let's say it took like a month or so for me to start watching it.
Yeah.
After that, I watched episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past 2.
Yeah.
Then I tried episode from 2 again, I got to episode 3, couldn't get past it. So I was like, hey, if the series is going to be this tough to watch, I don't think it's for me.
Yeah. The first did a good job, I think. And then just, I don't know what happened with the second. Like, it just got...
It just, the pacing really slowed down.
Yeah.
Like, it picked up in episode 4, so I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Then what the hell have we been doing for the past, like, 2 hours? Because every episode is, like, 58 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was hard. Okay, but yeah, you see now, the thing is, maybe I wasn't ready for it. Maybe I just needed to... give it time, I guess. Or was it like a legit... Do you think it was a legit pacing thing? Or we just didn't give it the time that it required?
No, it was a pacing thing. I really do think. Because I'm trying to remember what happened in the second... And it's literally just 2 things, right?
Yeah.
Which aren't... Well, it's the first... It's the second episode. I don't think that counts as spoilers, really. It's just... Yes. Yeah. I'll put it vaguely. He bangs someone.
Oh yeah.
In the second episode, and he fights with someone else, like.
But then that's every episode.
That's yeah, but that's really it.
Yeah, that's really it.
I don't remember anything else.
Okay, now basic overview of the series. What does the series? What's the series about?
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I liked it. First of all, it takes place in way, way, way in the future.
Give a specific year, though.
No, but it's so... Like, we've colonized planets at this point as a species. Probably killed aliens at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's just way, way into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts... The series actually starts with him being killed... And then waking up 250 years later. And even when he's killed, it's way in the future.
Yeah.
So the whole concept is of the show is humanity has transcended death to a certain degree. Everyone's implanted with these little
chips.
Discs or whatever at the back of their head. And so when you die, you just transfer that, your consciousness, into another body that's grown.
They call now bodies sleeves.
Yeah, so this. All bodies are called sleeves.
Yeah.
I don't think they refer to bodies as anything else throughout the entire show.
Yeah.
So they're like that, and you just keep going, basically. And so you have guys who have lived for like over 200 years and blah, blah, blah.
The now thing they is. Call those people Methuselahs. Or yeah. Meths for short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, so this tech is obviously super expensive and corporations, blah, blah, blah. If you're a fan of sci-fi and dystopian futures, you know the corporates
yeah.
run everything. And this is basically what the world is like.
Yeah.
Now, the main character has the coolest name. His name is Takeshi Kovacs.
Yes.
and he is... He is some kind of soldier, like a super soldier almost.
Yeah.
He has like superhuman abilities or extrasensory perception. Some kind of it's weird...
It's that super training thing.
Yeah, like he's almost got like a wall hack as well.
Yeah.
With yeah. yeah, like, I don't know, implants or whatever
yeah.
he but was trained with. And he was trained by highly trained terrorists as well.
Yeah.
So they're he's called an envoy. And they're known as being terrorists, basically. Okay? So, the story is, way in the future, this guy dies. Okay?
He's really rich.
He's super guy. Rich. He's like the superest, richest guy on the planet. Or on many planets.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And he with this tech, he has the ability to back up... Every now and then, his consciousness disk backs up to a satellite. So even if anyone shoots the disk, you die for real. Like if you were killed, you can come back so long as your disk is intact.
Yeah.
This guy's disk was blown up, okay? But because he's super rich, he could afford like a cloud service.
Yeah.
Where his consciousness is uploaded every few minutes. Mm. So he doesn't remember what happened in the past 48 hours, but he knows that he got killed.
Yeah.
Okay? So he brings this terrorist guy, this envoy.
Takeshi Kovacs.
Yeah. Into a sleep. And he was sentenced to several lifetimes.
Of sleep.
Of just being under whatever.
Yeah.
Like just, oh, nice. You're in a disc, yeah. basically.
Oh, nice.
And you don't come out of being on a disc.
Yeah.
And so like he's brought and he's supposed to try and solve the crime. And so it takes a real film noir, cyberpunk noir
yeah.
kind of, thing.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was super cool.
Yeah. The whole intro, and, the way the story is set up from there is fantastic.
Yeah. It's so cool. And yeah. even the, can we also talk about the way everything looks? Like the lighting
yeah.
in this whole series is amazing.
Yes. It's really good.
Yeah, the sets.
The visuals are really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think they took. That's one of the strengths of this show. Like, at the very least, it does look visually engaging. So it doesn't look boring. It doesn't look like they skimped on anything. They tried. Even yeah. the martial arts in the fight scenes
yeah.
works. It doesn't look like they phoned it in. Like, what's it called? Iron Fist episode 1. Where it looks like a dance sequence. And no. 1 and 2 and dodge and no. turn and jazz hands.
No.
For real, I could not stand Iron Fist. This is legit. You see guys being beaten up. And it works. It feels like it was shot like as a B-plus movie. And then cut in 2 episodes.
Huh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? You mean... This
also or? Carbon, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I feel like it was a movie. It feels this good. It feels movie good.
Just yeah. cut into yes, series. It feels like it could have. They could have made it one movie.
Yeah.
They could have.
They would have missed out on
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say the weakest setting is really just the ground level.
Yeah. yeah.
On Earth. Yeah. They're on Earth they're on Earth for most of the show, I will say. Yeah, and just the ground level is sort of like typical slummy looking. I don't know. I found that to be the least interesting, except when they go to now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you go at like a marketplace. It's always raining. It's always raining for whatever reason. It's always raining.
And there's always like neon. What's it called? Neon holograms. Yeah. So it looks like every other cyberpunk movie there.
Yeah.
But then once you expand, once you expand beyond that into like the richer district.
Yeah.
And even like the military places.
Yeah.
And the weird flashbacks that they were having to other different planets, where like one was a jungle planet where they're doing stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It spreads out. But yeah, the weakest bits of it are in that.
Yeah. In terms of looks.
In terms of look.
But yeah, I think the whole concept was pretty dope. Like a detective story, a sci-fi detective story.
Detective noir. Because he talks to himself and it's fantastic.
Yeah. And even the way... Oh, so what did you think about that? Like, you said that you had to watch this with subtitles. I did as well.
Yeah, because
there's something about the way that they talk where the words kind of blend into each other. Everyone's character does that.
And this is a thing that I was arguing with a friend of mine. Joel Kinnaman does this a lot. He swallows the words that he speaks.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it wasn't...
It felt like he was mumbling half the time.
It was the AI at the Raven.
The chick.
Like
the cop chick. The main reason actually why I switched the subtitles on is...
Yeah.
And guys might like this because I did enjoy it. And I enjoyed watching it still with the subtitles.
Yeah,
I
didn't mind it.
Yeah. When guys are speaking, they'll speak in English and in like... maybe two other languages.
Yeah.
Depending on where they're from. So there's a girl...
I found that annoying.
I found that really cool. I don't know why. Because like there's a cop chick who... She'll speak in English and switch to Spanish seamlessly in between.
Yeah.
Then she'll be talking with somebody who's speaking English and Russian.
And Arabic.
And Arabic. Her partner speaks in Arabic.
Yeah.
So it's really, really fun to get the fact... to get other things... But then also now when you take a step back and think about it, you're like, wait, this is the future. Why do all these languages sound exactly the same as they do now? Because even English in 100 years has changed.
No, just where we are right now with Google Translate, is there even like a necessity to show the languages?
That's the thing.
And so that's, for me, that was the weird bit. Like, especially with the cop's family. Yeah. They're so traditional. This is super into the future.
Yeah, this is like at least 400 years from now.
Yeah, so like concepts like your typical Spanish Mexican traditions and stuff. I think they're Mexican actually.
Yeah,
so I think like the Mexican traditions
they
would need to adopt.
Yeah.
And
but they have them as at
I feel like they were just there to make it relatable somehow. I feel like that's the only reason that they were there in the show.
Yeah.
Like that they would bring them up, but it did feel out of place. I thought it was pretty out of place.
Yeah.
And later on we find out, you know, like how the world has changed and these concepts have changed, which we'll talk about in the spoiler section really. Yeah. I really like that. I like the cinematography. I like the fight choreography. I like the sets.
The music?
The music. The music was cool.
The music was cool.
Oh, some depressing shit though.
However, my issue came like towards the end of the series now.
Yeah.
And you know the way
no spoilers though.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
But you know the way they have audio cues.
Yeah.
For like every single character kind of like has this like three or four notes, like whatever. Like a small soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like they do, like they have them. So there's this... it's not a spoiler, but... You get... It gets really, really annoying once you get towards the end of the series.
Yeah.
Because it gets way too dramatic and then every single revelation has a corresponding audio cue that goes with it. So you'll hear... They'll say something and they'll be like, oh my God, this is a brand new revelation and there's a song. And then you have to sit there and wait. The song pieces it out.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That shit got on my nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. The way they did the flashbacks, like, I thought was a little weird. Like, it was very anime.
Yes, it was.
To a certain... But, like, hyper anime. I'll compare it to, like, Naruto flashbacks.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird because, like, something really intense is going on. Like, I'd rather... You know when anime does a thing where it's like the story stops at a certain point, and then it just gives you the entire flashback for the next 2-3 episodes.
And then it just moves and then on it from just, there.
And then it comes back to present time and continues.
Yeah.
I'd rather they did that.
Instead of every single
Instead of having, yeah, those flashbacks every single episode. Yeah, that was a bit. Although, the flashbacks about him losing his mind were done really well.
Yes.
Like him hallucinating. So, a side effect from being brought back into a different sleeve is you get all these visions and stuff. And because he's a terrorist, he gets like... He sees his old trainer or lover or whatever. And you know, like, he's basically talking to someone that isn't there. Like, it's really cool the way they did that.
Yeah. Those were really cool. Because now you see, you'll have a scene where he's talking, where ostensibly he's talking to someone.
Yeah.
And then the camera just shifts out and he's alone.
Yeah.
And then it comes back again. And you see, like, those dialogues, monologues were really, really cool.
They were.
But then there's the legit flashbacks that you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes,
those also got quite
frustrating. Yeah, they were too much. I wish they had just done it in one go. And also...
Like one flashback episode. But they did have
two. Like, it would be like two flashback episodes. Like, if you take, you know...
Between from, one and five, you
from
have
from when he was a kid
three.
To where he ends up.
Yeah.
You know, like... With the terrorist, like from when he was a kid to where he ends up, and you just spread that over two episodes, like I think that would be better than having every single episode be okay.
Flashback.
Here's him as a kid. Okay, next episode, here he is after that when he was a kid. You know, like that was a bit annoying.
Yeah,
I thought
frustrating.
Yeah. And the other thing about this show that I thought was pretty frustrating was the villain reveal. For me, was not worth it. It was such a letdown. I don't mind the way the case unfolded. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't mind the way the case unfolded. But the reveal of who the villain behind everything, like who it was and what the motivation was, I thought was so tropey and so old and so done and tried before. It just, that for me was the biggest letdown.
Yeah, I liked. Funnily enough, I liked the villain reveal, but I agree on the motive.
The
motive.
I don't mind the villain reveal itself. Like the villain as a villain,
it worked.
It worked.
Yeah,
it worked. The motivation
is what
super
was,
cheesy.
Yeah,
super cheesy.
Yeah,
like you've seen it before. Trust me, you have seen it 100
times
before.
Times
yeah,
but
and I thought that disappointed me quite bad. But it's still, I don't know, I still love the show.
Yeah, the show is really good.
Yeah.
I'll give it, if you had to score it out of 10.
Out of 10, 7 or 8.
Yeah, because even for me, I was going to give it an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say it's definitely worth watching, though it is not for everyone.
Yeah.
The show has a lot of, it's
violence.
Like the gore, the gore is okay. Well,
is it though?
No. The gore is pretty bad.
Yeah.
The gore is like Game of Thrones level
screwed
up. There's a lot of nudity and stuff in this as well, which is fantastic.
And even the themes of
the mature content, which is the themes.
Yes.
Those I see people having a lot of trouble with dealing with.
Yeah,
like
people might have a problem.
It is
stomaching.
Super, yeah. Like it is just like the things. Humans do in the future is pretty sick.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone can handle it.
Even the things that they do for fun in the future
kind of is real screwed up. Like you need I think you need to be pretty open minded to watch the show.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
And a fan of cyberpunk and a fan of like neo noir.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, I think if you're a fan of cyberpunk, you should technically be open minded, I think.
But, you know, there are those guys who will say
still
that
the moral,
cyberpunk is this, and it can't be beyond these. Even though this does fit within the lines that cyberpunk has set out.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. I would still say it's more, Yeah, you're right, yeah. Yeah. No, so be warned. Go into it prepared. Now, I think that's it.
Yeah,
now we can talk about spoilers.
Oh, wait, before that.
Yeah.
The casting. Did you like the casting?
I loved... Oh, the acting. Throughout the show, the acting is amazing.
Yes.
Like, everyone acted really well. I'm trying to think of a shit actor. I cannot. Like, and it's so good. Like, you know this whole concept of being put from one body into the other?
Yes.
Like, there are scenes, so you'll see the same character in this show be with someone else's personality. And everything about their body language, everything was different. That is such good acting.
Yes.
Especially, like, you know who I'm talking about. Like, yeah. I'll talk about it in the spoiler section, but, like, and be specific. But just, wow. I love the acting. I'm trying to think. Who is your favorite character?
My favorite character?
Unless it's a later character. Don't reveal it.
Who my favorite character
was. Basically, unless you say the villain,
yeah.
don't tell us.
No. Like, the person who I enjoyed watching on screen the most.
Yeah.
Was... who? I think... okay, to be honest, I think it was Takeshi.
Yeah.
But not the main sleeve of Takeshi.
Yeah.
I didn't like the main Takeshi sleeve.
Yeah,
you mean I didn't like the OG Takeshi sleeve.
Oh, which one?
I liked the in-between Takeshi sleeve.
I'm so confused.
Remember when he was training to be an envoy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that sleeve.
Not that sleeve? Okay.
And not the sleeve that he has now, not Joel Kinnaman.
Okay.
The one in between. The one that's in the first episode, the intro guy.
Oh, okay.
That guy. That's the guy I liked the most.
For me, my favorite character was the AI.
I also really liked
the AI because he was the dopest character in the whole show. Oh my god. I love that guy. His name was Poe.
Yeah. I'm guessing like now we might as well just transition straight into spoilers.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk spoilers from now.
Now.
So if you haven't watched the show, go watch it. If you don't want spoilers, don't listen from now onwards. Okay, and if you did watch it, yeah, join us.
Yeah.
So Poe.
Poe
is dope. I felt so shit when he got capped. Oh my god.
But it was gonna happen.
He is so dope.
Huh? It was gonna happen. You saw it coming.
Yeah. But still, like, he can be rebuilt. Like, he's an AI. But just, damn, he was awesome. Like, now, even his hotel was so dope.
I loved his hotel.
His whole thing was so dope. It's like you went to, like, a role play party. Like, a LARP.
Yeah.
Live action role play.
Yeah.
He was that.
He was
basically, like, a cyberpunk or steampunk hotel dude.
Oh, nice.
And he even spoke completely different from everyone else. It was so cool.
Now for guys, Poe is named after Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, I did not know that.
So his name, like, his first name was Edgar, so he's named after Edgar Allan Poe, and the whole thing is his whole hotel. He's an AI that runs a hotel.
Yeah, and his whole hotel is the hotel as
and
well.
He is the hotel.
Yeah.
And the whole hotel is themed around, like, Edgar Allan Poe, like, dark, dreary.
It's called The Raven.
Yes, the hotel is called The Raven. And like, the random ravens.
He was so dramatic. I love that guy.
The random
even when
AI
he's, like,
ravens.
When he's, like, introducing himself and stuff, he does this thing.
He does this flourishes.
It's like a show. Yeah. So dope.
No, he's a really cool. He's one of the coolest characters in that show.
He was my favorite.
Yeah.
By far.
The reason why I liked Middle Takeshi.
Yeah.
Was because
the Middle Takeshi. So that's the guy who gets killed right at the start, right?
That's the guy who gets killed at the start.
Okay.
Yeah. Now the reason why I liked him is because his fights were always like amped up. His fights always seemed really, really good.
Yeah.
And I felt like that because I think we were introduced to him in that sleeve.
Yeah.
So I kind of like bonded with him in that moment.
Yeah.
Rather than with Joel Kinnaman. Because Joel Kinnaman looks the same, everything he's doing. This other guy emoted a bit more. And you could see the weight of the shit that he's had to carry in his face.
Yeah.
Joel Kinnaman, he's a cool actor and I enjoyed. Because you can also see.
He was a. So he's who I was talking about. Like, when they show like him being like not as a slave, like in his. With his. The old. Cop he used to be.
Yeah.
And to where it's now Takeshi Kovacs.
Yeah.
So he's different.
Huge
like,
differences.
The way they walk.
Yeah, the three of
the
them.
The way they move. My God. So good.
So that's the thing. Like, these guys really, really did. They did a lot of work.
Yeah.
In the show. The thing, even the part that really impressed me was towards the end. Again, spoilers. Yo, it's on you. If you're here, that's on you.
Yeah.
When he double sleeved. And he's had to do, like, rock, paper, scissors to to decide who's gonna do stuff. Yeah. I found those scenes really, really dope because I was like, there's no other way you can honestly, like, how can you act across from yourself?
Yeah.
And I was just seeing the fact that he's acting for two different, in a very, very interesting
way. This guy's seen shit. Like, this guy saw that you've both seen shit. But one of you has seen shit yesterday, and one of you hasn't. Like,
and you don't want to spoil it for the other guy because it'll influence everything.
Yeah,
yeah. You'll start having like a breakdown.
It was great, man.
Because like the other guy before who had double sleeved, Demi the twin.
Yeah,
I liked that concept of having a guy who did that, who essentially cloned himself.
Yeah,
and then he's living with both clones concurrently.
Yeah,
as twins. Yeah. So he thinks that he's his brother. He thinks he's his own brother.
Yeah.
Within, like, he goes crazy. Yeah. Like, his personality just fragments.
He was nuts. I did not like that guy.
I liked his character, but
as like,
a person in the show,
he was an idiot. Yeah, he was a bit of an idiot.
Okay, this
and film. Also the Jim Carrey looking dude. Holy crap!
The guy with the elastic face.
Yeah. Oh.
that was spooky.
He was perfect though.
Yeah.
He wasn't there for long,
but he
was perfect.
Yeah, and he added up the creep factor for that scene.
It's such a like all the dystopian futures, like whether it's Mad Max or you know video games like Borderlands, they all have that
guy,
you know, stage arena host kind of dude. Oh,
and he fitted to a T.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
I liked the cop.
The chick.
The chick, yes.
She is probably the hottest chick I've seen on a TV show. She was fine.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
Now, the thing I liked the most about Ortega is how she curses. I can't get enough of how emotional she is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you get, you like, any scene where she's passionate about something, you feel that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when, there'll be times when you won't see, like, when Takeshi's, like, lost or something and she's looking for him. Yeah. Or even when she's just chasing down leads
and
whatever she's looking for.
Yeah.
You care about whatever she's doing. So I'll give her mad props. She's one of the best actors in that show.
Yeah. For me, it's still, I think Takeshi killed it is, like, way better. Just that whole double sleeve and
the whole
and,
double sleeve and having
the previous person, that's a lot. That for me was just work.
The rich guy, what's his name?
Bancroft. The rich guy was he was barely in it. Like he was there in the first episode, the second, and then just bits and pieces. Like
he shows up
a minute
shows
here
up,
and there. Yeah, yeah. You barely see him,
and then he only shows up.
But he was pretty. Yeah. He was like, I think everyone was dope, even like in terms of acting and the way they had their characters. The characters were really good in the show.
Yeah.
As people, maybe not. Like the wife was pretty fucked up.
But okay, like I don't know, like that's the thing.
And they could have, you know, they could have gone longer with this whole show as well.
But I'm glad, I'm actually glad they stuck with 10 minutes. No, 10 episodes, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, they could have gone longer because, like, you know, you're introduced to the other kids.
Yeah.
Like, there's the main kid, but then there are 12 in total. Like, the rich dude has 12 kids.
Yeah.
And they're all weird and twisted, we know that. But we don't see all of them, we only see two. And one of them we just see in one episode and that's it for, like, 2 minutes.
The one
she goes into her mom's body and decides to take it. That was so funny. That's what I mean. So that's where the morality is. Like seeing, like
somebody
else.
I'm
gonna go into my mom's body to see what it's like for her to have sex.
And then now you know the thing is,
what the hell?
It means that same actor has to have the range of someone else.
Yeah,
because even when
she
kind of
did, though.
Yeah, she did have it.
Yeah, yeah, it's good acting, but like as a concept, it's pretty fucked up. Yeah. Up.
Like towards the end, like also like now the again spoilers. When
this is all spoilers.
Yeah, the villain.
Yeah.
You said you didn't like the villain.
Okay.
The villain reveal.
You liked the villain reveal.
You didn't like the motivation.
Okay, so the villain is Takeshi's sister, who's alive.
Yeah.
Okay. But her motivation for what she did is because I love you.
Yes.
That is so stupid. Like, for me, it is the most dumbest, like, I have conquered entire... And then, like, I've conquered all these things, I've done all these amazing things because I love you. Okay, so because you love me, now, let's, like, it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
But no, my fortune now. I love my fortune.
I can't
think. It just swaps like that.
Yeah.
I hate that. That's such a weak... I think that is, like, the weakest thing... It's like a crazy obsessive tsundere love.
Yes.
That's so dumb.
That's the same problem I had with her.
Yeah.
Because
every stalker movie
has
the same villain.
I liked the fact that she had her own agency. She did stuff.
She was so cool.
Top dog.
Man, when she rocked up with that samurai sword and sliced the shit out of everyone, that was like dope, man.
That was dope.
Oh.
But then now, when you get the motivation that she was doing this essentially to keep him, it's like she wanted to be his little sister again. And then you wonder...
But not even that. Like,
not even that. She just wanted him. She just wanted him to be around for
I wanted to eat you now.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone to that...
It's that craziness.
It's so lame.
And it's not like she sleeved that much. She has multiple sleeves. She just hasn't sleeved. She hasn't gone through the same kind of trauma that Takeshi has.
No, she hasn't gone through the same trauma. Although, again, it's revealed that she actually sold the terrorists out and is the reason, blah, blah, blah. So she's been, like, a bad guy for a while.
Yeah, but she hasn't gotten that subsequent, like... You know, now with the sleeving that you do going from one body to the next, that breakdown in personality that Takeshi has had...
No, she has had that because she was the other guy. She was the other rich guy... She was the chick who was rich, who was saying she was the sister. She was the little kid, probably, as well. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, but you see, those ones are all in the ensuing 250 years.
Yeah.
When he was on ice.
Yeah,
I'm saying by the time that Takeshi got here, he's been through more bodies than she has.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like I don't know. Like that's kind of the feeling that I got from the show.
Because like she had all those different bodies of the same thing.
Yeah, but those are the essentially
really
spares.
What the fuck was she up to? We really don't know what the hell she was up to.
Yeah.
When so I can't.
She's still
really
alive.
Say,
no, she's not.
No, she's not. They got rid
they
of
killed
her. Yeah, she's dead. Permadeath. They crashed the satellite with her backups.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah. She has no backup.
So she has no backup and she goes.
And
shot.
even then, I don't. Like,
yeah.
Just her motivation. No, just. I love you, but if you let me go and let all. Everything. Like, her motivation, because I love you, I'm doing this, was weak.
Yes.
In the end, because she just flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me that was the biggest shit thing about the entire show.
Yeah, and this happens legit in the last 3 episodes.
Yeah,
episode 8 or 9.
Yeah. So, like, what did you think about the reveal of how Bancroft died and all that?
I was also unlucky. I found that was weak.
It was weak.
Yeah.
But I was okay with that because
okay with it,
Like, you know, like, I didn't want... again, it could have been a trope.
Yeah.
And I like that it wasn't a trope.
Yeah.
And just he had it right the whole time from the start.
Yeah.
But the reasons for why, I think, are just meh. I don't really
The reasons
care.
Were meh.
Meh,
yeah.
Exactly. Which I'm okay with. It's nice seeing a show that embraces something
stuff.
That's meh
yeah.
instead of making it something more than it needs to be,
yeah.
I guess.
Or at least, or even just going for the obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was your daughter all along. Because
like, you know they've been setting
or...
up that whole the whole yeah. wife thing, the whole son thing.
Even the daughter thing. Like, why introduce us to the daughter? Like, why? Why were we introduced
really
to the
no
daughter?
Reason. There was really no
like,
reason for us to have
to see
that.
The daughter. Yeah, like she was there in that one scene, and that was it. And the whole thing that we got out of that scene is, yeah, anyone. Like, there's a chance that anyone can go into the sleeves of the parents and kill the guy that way.
Yeah.
Right?
And the fact that the son had a sleeve of the dad.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
But there was no other reason for us to meet the daughter. I think there may have been, like, a bigger plan for maybe for us to look at all the kids
maybe.
As well. And that could have spun in its own direction, but eh.
And then also for me, watching the series in total, like actually in the first couple of episodes, like let's say episode 1, 2, 3, 4, I felt like there were a lot of like shout-outs and call-outs to previous stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's like if you're big on this whole cyberpunk thing, you'll have watched like if you're into like pop culture stuff, you'll see small things like shout-outs to Blade Runner. Yeah. There'll be something that reminds you of Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be something that reminds you of The Matrix. All these things are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psychopaths.
Yeah. So all these things are there. It's like it's a future. It's a familiar future. Let me say that. It's a future that you can, if you've been watching like sci-fi stuff, you can recognize.
Yeah.
It's just that the aspect of that future that they're picking, the whole body switching thing,
yeah,
is what's different.
Even though that's not as different, like this isn't an altered carbon only. Like I was telling you the other book, Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom, has the same sort of concept. I think it's just older.
Yeah.
And maybe not. I haven't read that yet, but I know it's similar. Like this whole transferring your consciousness thing is a sci-fi thing in itself, I think.
Yeah. It's just that I'm saying this mechanic of you'll switch bodies like this. Yeah. That's altered carbon through and through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like now even the thing with the bodies. I don't know. Have you read Neuromancer?
No.
The William Gibson book?
No.
Now this book was written like in the 80s, 70s.
Wow.
He essentially forecast everything about the internet. Like the way that we call it, like the net, the web, the matrix. Actually, the term the matrix came out in that book first.
Uh-huh.
It's just that now the movie overtook this other one.
Yeah.
So it's been popularized by the movie, but it actually came from there first.
Yeah.
So the aspects, like there's aspects from that book that I'm seeing in this of like the black dude and his wife.
Yeah.
Being like disc, like console guys working, being able to like hack computers and all that stuff, being able to switch bodies, like rich people having multiple bodies. Like in Neuromancer, they had this thing where you have clones. Like rich people had, like, they lived on a satellite actually.
Yeah.
So they had these clones, and they removed the kids like now from cryostasis to run the company.
Yeah.
In segments, like on a calendar. So these 20 years, it's this one. Then once she's lived her 20 years, she goes back on cryostasis, someone else comes out.
Yeah.
And then all the clones have different names. So in this one, it's sort of similar, but in the sense that it's the same person, just in different bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I liked, like there's references to a lot of other pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
If you're into it, that's there.
Yeah.
Even the guns, like even the way these guys were getting those weapons, that was all Mass Effect.
Huh?
You don't remember like when he went to like that, what's it called? The black market trader guy.
Uh-huh.
The weapon, I don't know why the weapons just reminded me of Mass Effect.
Yeah. I get you. Although that gun was so cool.
The needle.
Like it would be such a cool video game gun, the one that recoils.
Yeah.
Recalls the projectile back.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cool gun.
Yeah. And then even now when he was living through his when he was living through now the twin guy's torture.
Yeah.
And then he fought his way out.
That was super Matrixy, yeah.
Yeah, I was like the Matrix all through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah, so if you'll enjoy this, you'll enjoy the show on multiple levels if you look for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
was my takeaway from it.
Yeah. I haven't done as much cyberpunk stuff as maybe most people have, I think.
Still, at least you're aware.
But yeah, I'm aware. But yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I saw like hints of like Fifth Element ish here and there, and a bit of Blade Runner and Deus Ex actually a lot. With all the implants that they're doing and like what they do to Ortega's arm.
Yeah.
Fuck that scene. That is okay. What was your best scene? My best scene was Lift. Oh my god, that was so good.
when she got spiked in the lift.
That whole fight in the lift was amazing. That was the best scene.
That dude, whatever his name was, Lung.
That assassin. Are you a believer?
That guy. Oh, I loved that dude.
That was so good. He was such a good villain as well.
And he's not the same big old hulking dude that everyone.
Yeah, he's this little
Chinese
looking priest dude. Are you a believer?
But he has this thing that I don't even know.
He has
some weird
factor level 9, man.
And the weapon. I've never even seen something work like that.
Yeah, like it's like, what is it? Like a fork knife cleaver thing.
It's like a fork knife. He stabs it into you and it comes out with like a flower of meat from your body. Yeah. I was like, that is insane.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that
he takes
was
this.
Nuts.
But then
that
I also like
that whole fight in the lift was so good.
And then the fight for Ortega and the sister and Rey in the clone place.
Oh, that was such a video game. That was like, this is a stage in a video game. This
That's
is
a
literally
boss
like,
fight.
You defend this area. Defend it. Defend it for this much time while other shit is happening. Defend it. Like,
but then I kept on wishing, like, throughout that fight, I was like, why aren't you using your mechanical arm?
Yeah.
Then
she did.
And she punches
that
this chick in the chest. And you see it in the back. You see her ribs crack from behind.
Wow.
That was nice.
That was, yeah.
The last fight between Takeshi and Rey. The sword fight. The sword gunfight thing. That reminded me, as in the first thing that came to mind when I saw that fight.
Equilibrium?
No. Funnily enough, it was way more.
It was less martial artsy.
It was
more,
less martial
more,
artsy than whatever, but
bloody.
It was more. It felt more anime than those.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to mind was Cowboy Bebop, the fight between Vicious and Spike.
I haven't seen that.
Watch Cowboy Bebop. If you like this, you like that. Because that's another couple. That's another anime thing. That's another pop culture reference.
Yeah. For me, it's like, I guess when Rey storms the arena.
Yeah, when Rey storms the arena,
is slices through everyone. Was like,
she shows up with like
a samurai sword and just cuts everyone in the cyberpunk world. What the?
And then
that
she
was
has
dope.
Yeah, but then she has like
and you don't
this,
see her face.
Yeah, you don't see her face.
Yeah,
and then even in her place, she has all this like Eastern stuff.
Yeah,
so
I guess that's the mafia, well, Yakuza influence, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
but also her heritage. Because even like
they're half Japanese.
Yeah, because even like where her clones were, there were swords there, there were katanas there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Takeshi and her are half Japanese, half Russian. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever want a cool name,
Takeshi Kovacs.
Yeah. Pick a Japanese first name and then the second name you pick like a Slavic Russian thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Yeah, I love the show, man. I really did.
Now, the one thing that I was wondering throughout the show, what do guys do for fun? In that universe.
Oh, there's so much. There's so much to do. You go to the virtual cyber cafe.
But all those virtual cyber cafes are like for sex.
No, not all of them. Some of them were just like they were like the kids. Did you see their video games?
The video games looked
Holy
a lot
crap.
Like ours, just 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at the size of the little kids playing on the screen that big. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That was dope. And then even like I'm sure there was virtual stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's lots of drugs.
The first bit that I laughed at was when Ortega sleeved her grandmother in a mobster's body.
Well, that was awesome. That was so cute.
Because you can see this guy.
So
he's this
cute.
Big bearded, tattooed,
and he's
earring
a
guy. And he's being all sweet with the family.
Yeah.
He talks like an old like Mexican lady. That was actually
hilarious. That has really good acting as well.
Yeah. Like that thing.
In,
once,
like
once
such
you
a small
notice
character,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, once you notice that.
Yeah.
It's those small ticks that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, they did. This is a good show, man.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I just wish the pacing was a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish the villain had
a better motivation.
Yeah. Because she could have been a really.
And I hope she didn't die. Like.
No, she's dead.
I hope she didn't.
There's no way she survived. Like, he did shoot her in the disc. And that was the last backup.
True.
Unless there was another backup. No,
but even visually, like, we haven't seen a villain like her in a very long time.
No.
Okay, I don't know. I enjoyed seeing...
I see that. That's too much for me. But you see, love you.
No. Forget, aside from the motivation. Forget the
like
motivation.
Like what? A sister being the villain.
Just look at her as a person.
As a...
Yeah. Her as a person.
Have we seen a villain like her? I mean, she's basically like Vandal Savage.
She is, but not as a chick. I haven't seen any
chicks.
Yeah,
she's hotter than
Vandal. She's hotter than Vandal Savage. Her face, she doesn't emote. I don't know whether you realize this. Like, in her face, when she was doing all those things when she was telling him that stuff, yeah, she didn't look. She's very stone-faced. And I liked the idea of seeing this stone-faced chick just mowing guys down.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was just a small thing that I guess I did.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because you know who I fully expected to be the bad guy?
Who?
I expected Bancroft to have pulled this off somehow. It was, like he Bancroft did it to himself. Just, like, he was the bad guy at the end of it all.
Like, he was just trying to prove he's just trying to prove someone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I did not expect the sister.
Yeah, didn't expect
and
the sister.
And that just came out of, like, nowhere as well. So I guess if you're, like, into detective shows, that might throw you off. Because it literally comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's this character who wasn't there throughout the entire show. And but now is there.
And is the mastermind.
And
of,
is the main bad guy. Yeah.
It actually felt like, what's it called? Like Bond, Spectre. When the reveal of Blofeld.
Don, I haven't even watched Spectre.
Fuck, dude, watch Spectre.
I don't.
That should be the movie you should watch.
No, we're doing a book. We're doing a book. Yeah, okay. You wanna close it here?
Yeah, well, that's more or less done. Yeah.
Watch the show. Is it basically the conclusion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if the pacing is slow, get past the third episode.
Once you get past episode 3.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're happy by episode 3.
If you like episode 1,
you'll like the show.
Ignore 2 and watch 2 and 3, but note that they are the weakest in the entire show.
Yeah. You can play Candy Crush through those episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind. They were shit episodes. Yeah. But anyways, next time we're going to do a book, and I get to choose, and gosh, I will pick, it's a big book, really big book, it's called The Satanic Verses.
By Salman Rushdie.
What he said.
Yeah.
So check that one out, and we will reconvene. Mm. Thanks for listening, or watching.
Or listening.
Yeah, listening. Have fun
guys.
Do you have an opinion on what we just discussed? Did we miss something? Tell us in the comments section and we'll read it in the next episode. If you're listening on Anchor, send us a voice message and we'll add it to this episode. Don't forget to follow our podcast on Twitter @SpoilFans for updates, and follow our Instagram for behind the scenes action @SpoilersAndFandom. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube and Anchor to get the latest episodes.